I'm Mary Angish with this VPR news. Vermont's largest university says its graduation will happen in person this year. WCAX reports that UVM graduates will also be able to invite two fully vaccinated guests who can attend the on-campus commencement. Still in effect, masks, social distancing, and other health protocols. Ceremonies will also be streamed live. UVM's graduation is scheduled for Thursday and Friday, May 20th and 21st. Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine says he expects the state will continue to record a high number of COVID-19 cases in the coming weeks. Last week, the state experienced the highest number of weekly cases since the beginning of the pandemic 13 months ago. Levine says several variants of the COVID virus are spreading throughout the state and are primarily infecting people who have not yet been fully vaccinated.
With variants in the picture, Vermonters should know that high case counts and outbreaks are likely to continue in the very near future, primarily affecting people who are not fully vaccinated. That means our younger populations who are not eligible for vaccination yet.
All Vermonters 16 and older will be eligible to sign up for a vaccine starting April 19th. And the Burlington School District is reducing its number of law enforcement officers, known as school resource officers, from 2 to 1. MyChamplainValley.com reports that the school board approved changes this week to eliminate one position and to no longer have the remaining officer stationed on school grounds. Superintendent Tom Flanagan says students say they don't feel comfortable with armed police officers inside the building. He says the district school resource officer will make scheduled visits to the schools and only be on hand for drills and other safety protocols. And Vermont did report 145 new COVID-19 infections yesterday, as well as one more virus-related death.